Blog Talk Radio.
I'm Joe Goddard.
Life has to offer us,
all the trials and tribulations and all the strife and turmoil that we have to go through to even try to find a sense of who we are before we can even get to the root of who we are. And the reason why we have to get to the root is because we have to dig deep. As you know, your roots can grow so deep. Sometimes the roots of a mile of a tree have been known to grow over 20 miles long. So when you understand what that means for you, your roots go deep and they go back. So until you become planted where you are in this world, you will not know who you are. You will not understand your purpose. From the very time that we learn to walk, from the very time that we learned what we were looking at, from the very time my mother put the first piece of sugar in our mouth, from the very time that we began to eat meat, from the very first time that we wanted to go outside and put our shoes off and we were told to put your shoes back on, there was a disconnect from your purpose beginning to develop. Starting the school program, the whole institution of school, how you have to learn how to write in sentences. A sentence being something that you're giving in prison terms. You have to learn all of this from a book. The book still referring to prison terms. So when you even understand what this means, your mind is being imprisoned from the very moment that you even learn how to think. You don't even know how to think for yourself. It's being harnessed and taken away from you. So you have to live a lifetime of learning these traditions, learning these systems, going through these indoctrinations, going through all these different things, earning these diplomas, degrees at different times in your life, not even understanding the dynamic of this world and how it has molded you into a computer, a robot, and turns you into something. So this is why I even said if you believe that your purpose is something, when you think of your goal, your end game, what do you want to achieve before you die, before you leave this physical plane? I was once someone who often thought of this as something as riches. I wanted to make sure my kids were straight. I wanted to leave them with a lot of money. I wanted to leave them with a business. And I'm not saying that that's something that I still do not desire in this life. But now I understand that it's something that I'm not working towards. I'm not allowing all of my energy to go towards simply just that. And when you understand what that means, it doesn't mean I've given up on my purpose. It simply means that I found my purpose. And there's nothing in this world that can be attached to that. There's no physical attainment for me that can fulfill me helping people and empowering people. And you must understand that what we're talking about, or what I'm talking about here, is you dealing with yourself on a God level. A lot of us are claiming to be gods, and a lot of us are saying that we know God, all these different things, but most of us, your understanding of God came from a book. I was once there as well. So you never really knew God for yourself. You only knew God in the sense of what it was taught to you. And I'll even tell you how this was given to you from the very first time that your grandmother or great-grandmother or whoever it was, mother or whoever it was, took you to church. And they took you to church and you began to learn and soak up this information as to how to act in church, what to do. This is what God wants you to do. This ain't right. This is right. So you will be even programmed by the very people that loves you. And it's not their fault because they were programmed as well. So this is why I say a lot of us, most of us, the majority of us, do not even know our purpose in this life because we're not driven by this inner force that is connected to another force outside of us. So when you understand how our ancestors were into divination work, numerology and astrology and all these different things, and how they were learning these different aspects to help us learn and be the better version of ourselves that we can be, they would know who you are before you came into this world. They would invite you in and allow you to walk on the path that you were meant to walk on. And in an essence, now we're living in a world to where they put you on a path that they want you on. You're taught to be something. From the very first time you ask who you want to be, what do you want to be when you grow up, Dwight? What would you like to be? I said I wanted to be a lawyer. I said I wanted to be a football player. I said I wanted to be all these things. So you live a life striving to be these things, learning how to be these things, and you're only following the trend. So this trend that you're following is the same one that they said before you. So you have to understand this is what I'm saying. Not only are you programmed to continue on this journey, you're driven by what?
Riches.
The end game is about you being rich, about you so-called making it, about you so-called living this American dream. And that's where the purpose gets lost. Because a lot of us are so driven by this force of currency, this force of money, that we often forget who we are in the process of chasing this thing. Because that's what we end up doing. We end up chasing it. So within chasing this currency, within chasing this, you're stagnant within your purpose because you don't know who you are. Because everything that you do is driven by something else outside of you. So you have no idea what it means to marry your personality with your purpose. Because your personality has been given to you, it has been molded for you. The way this world sees you is always on your mind. So you live a life of worrying about your perception, worrying about how everyone views you. You start to try to live up to titles. A lot of times titles are given to you in this life, and a lot of times we even try to live up to, or we live up to the titles that are given to us. So when you understand how this removes you from the very thing that God put you on this earth to do, and when you understand, when I say God, I'm talking about the source, I'm talking about the creator, I'm talking about the one and only force that was given to you, and this is not just a male thing. This is two energies that must create you. This is why you are, you don't know how powerful you are. You don't understand the fact that you are both masculine and feminine. So you can create from an aspect of you birthing something from your thoughts. This is the power of within you knowing who you are and moving within purpose, because you become the resource. You become the source of everything that your life creates. You become aspect in your life because you're moving on a different frequency. So you see a lot of people in this life that move in purpose. And what I mean by that is the people that you recognize that affect a lot of people that are doing greater good with their works, these are the people that are moving in purpose. Regardless of how it looks on the outside, that's the main goal and their end focus is to help empower someone and to help someone be the better version of themselves. This is us doing the work as a collective. If all of us did this work, the world would not be the way it is today. This is why I say this is the work of the Creator. When you understand what you're put here to do as a spirit, as your spirit has a voice through your body, which is your vessel, and why you were divinely given this vessel to do this type of work. Along the way, we get caught up and trapped in so many different aspects of being because we have the free will to be as we want to be and be as we are in this life. And this allows us to find a level of comfort and wherever we are and whatever we choose to be, because your mind can truly, as a man thinketh, so as he is. So as you begin to think something, as you begin to develop these thoughts and who you are, this begins to resonate with the universe. So you actually can live a life of living a lie. You can also be comfortable in your bullshit. You know what I'm saying? You can get to the point to where everything in your life has been a point of view, like your life has been a revolving door for different people, for different energies. You allowing these things to become more concrete in your life because they're repeating and you're not getting the message. So as you don't get the message, as you miss all these lessons that you've been trying to find outside of you and they've already been happening inside of you, and I'm telling you, I was a victim of this as well, and even now more so, I still get the lessons and now I just recognize them as soon as they come. I don't have to take years of realizing what this meant. I don't have to take months and years off my life of allowing someone to stay in my life that I know have already served their purpose. Sometimes some people come into your life to bring other people into your life. So this is all about energy. Because when you understand all this energy, you are a being inside of a body. And your mind controls. So this means that you must marry your intellect with your personality. This curates intelligence. So this makes you the intelligent being that you already are. So you got to tap into a lot of things that are already there for you to tap into. But we're looking past so many aspects of us because this world is designed to keep us distracted. And these distractions occur from the moment you wake up, from the moment you even have a thought formed into your mind. This is a distraction. This is why you have to train your thoughts and train your mind and begin to allow yourself to really become at peace where you are. And only through you examining your thoughts and getting in tune with your emotions and learning your chakras and doing all these different things will this occur. And it is a hell of a journey. I can tell you this from experience myself. But as long as you're living, this journey is not over. And even in death, this journey is still continuous. It's just about you understanding and knowing who you are in the path of this journey and your work here and what you're here to do. And that's why you must seek purpose. And I promise you, Divine One, books are helpful. I promise, I've read some books that have helped me along this journey. But the most powerful book that I ever opened up, the most powerful book that I ever began to read was The Story of My Life. And once you begin to go within, once you begin to seek all of these things within yourself, and if you seek it, you shall find. You will find all the answers that you've been looking for. They're already within you because we live in a state of remembrance. We live in a state of not knowing until we know. So this ignorance is bliss on this level. So this means that you can spend a whole life of not knowing who you are because you can spend a life of getting lost in knowledge. This is why knowledge is infinite. So you can get lost in these books. See, I promise you, you can get so lost in these books to where they can overcome you and they can become you. And you can live your life through all the things that you've read, out of the literature, all the things that you have instilled into your mind. You can start to live through these books. You see a lot of people that go through this kind of thing with, they read a lot of Harry Potter books, they read a lot of whatever books. You see this person, they live a life almost mimicking these things. Game of Thrones is a more popular thing. This thing was a book before it was a series. And now they give you a visual of this. This is how people get caught up in TV shows. Because you begin to mimic the people that you see on these shows. So they give you different behavioral traits based off your demographic. And when I tell you these people study us, study different ways to manipulate the human mind to keep you away from your purpose. If you pay attention, this is true. But the problem is you've been paying attention to all the wrong things. And telling you once I started paying attention to the things that were right in front of me, they began to open up different doors within my temple, within my mansion. And so you would begin to understand how your mind works and the different operations of the brain and how sugar and all these different things play a different part, how you naturally have all these aspects of you that create and induce all these drugs and outside of us that they give us is only an attribute of something that is within us. And so whatever they give us over indulges this energy. It overindulges this activity. It induces this and magnifies this feeling, I want to say 100% or sometimes even more. So you're talking about altering your thought process, altering your DNA, altering the very way that you move, the very way that you operate. And it's very powerful because it's all a part of the control. So I tell you people, this is true, whether you want to believe it or not. It's all wrapped up in this world and the way that they are molding us and keeping us separate and divided within our mind. So this has no choice. It's an automatic effect of this cause that we are divided amongst one another. So you're going to experience all these times in your life where you're divided and you don't really know who you are. You're experiencing these times of destitute, of feeling lonely and separated. Even when you're in the midst of people, this is where all these different words, even they give us words, this introvert and all this kind of thing. But a lot of times, most of the time, all of the time, I would say, this is from my assessment, you know what I'm saying, and we're all alchemists. You're always performing some type of scientific experiment, whether you know it or not. The problem is you're just not in control of this experiment. So you become the experiment. As you receive information, your brain is going through a process of thinking and trying to analyze this and figure out what it means to your human body. And so this is how your brain controls your body. So this is why your personality is controlled. Because if your receptors are damaged, if the way you receive this information is damaged, you can't help but to receive it in the wrong way. It's like static on the radio. You receive it, you hear it, but you don't hear it. And because you are an antenna. When you understand what this means, your body is a receptor. Your sweat glands, all these different things that you have within you act as receptors, and they receive different things from this universe, from your being, from everything outside of you. So this is what happens as we begin to go on this journey, and you understand the power of the sun and how it brings you life, and the power of the moon and how it controls the tides of the waters, and all these different things that we deal with in life. And we're unaware of these things because we don't know our chakras and we don't know all these things. So we live a life of trying to deal with our emotions and trying to find out who we are in this world and trying to make it in this world of sin. And so you're trying to find your way in the belly of the beast, literally. So this is what we do. And so you end up in a place of a void in your life. This is what I feel. It was such a void in my life. I did not know who I was. I began to question my purpose. So many other things that I was dealing with, especially, as I always say, the loss of my mother. I bring that up a lot because that triggered this whole journey for me. That was when I began to realize that maybe everything that, you know, in this life was need to be questioned. I began to question things. I began to question so much. Within this questioning came answers. Because I wasn't questioning anything outside of me. I was questioning myself. I was questioning my beliefs. If I felt this way, then why would this happen? If this was the case, then why is this going on? I would question everything that I knew. So the first step that you want to take within this journey of finding your purpose is you want to start questioning everything that you know to be true in this life. You want to start really trying to find out what it means for you. Why do you exist in this world? Because you could live a life of really just going with the flow that was created for you, and you would think you're here to do everything that everybody else is doing. And this is how you get caught up in the flow. This is how we get caught up in the rat race. This is how we get caught up in a life of really, truly being blind and really creating something for someone else, living out somebody else's dream because you're comfortable with them going to work every day. This is how a lot of people living check to check. It's okay with you because as long as my bills pay, as long as this is going on, I was once one of those too. So you find a level of comfort of not even knowing your purpose or saying it doesn't even matter. A lot of people reach a certain age and they even give up on this. They even give up on looking. They don't even want to. It's like, you know what, it don't even matter. And you're talking about a level of separation that is within you that you need healing. And that is what this is all about. Your healing process is what leads to your purpose. Because beyond your pain lies your purpose. So when you understand that all these things were put here for you to go through, were put here for you to experience, you're able to embrace life with a different aspect, with a different outlook, versus you trying to figure out why bad things are happening in your life, no matter all the good stuff you keep doing. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, no matter all the good stuff I keep doing, something bad keep happening. And I don't know why I'm going through this. And I'm trying to figure out what's going on. And, you know, all these type of things are going on through your mind. And so you begin to question. And this is how we live a life of mental schism, because you're separated from your own thought process. Your creativity is not married with everything else about you. So you're trying to find these aspects of you that you don't even know how to tap into, because you've been separated from yourself for so long. And this is how we live a life of being deprogrammed and reprogrammed. So this is why a lot of us have to go, most of us, all of us, I know I did, have to go into your shadow self. And this is what the shadow work is all about. Because once you go back and go to finding all these different aspects of you within your childhood, all these different things where you weren't allowed to be a child, and you're still seeking to be this child in adulthood. And this is what a lot of us are experiencing and not even want to accept the fact that this is why you love having fun. This is why you go to work every day and then next thing you know on Friday you feel so free. This is why you always feel like if you take a day out and if you take a day out of work, right? Let's just say you take a day out of work and then you don't feel good about whatever you did. You sit up and say, I ain't even go to work. You know, I feel so bad. You know, you feel so bad about not even going to work. And it becomes such an issue, and it becomes so hard for us to even deal with on the level of really not even understanding who we are. It just becomes so powerful for us. And it's really sad. It truly is, because we can all be so wrapped up in so many different things in this life. And, oh, man, when I tell y'all how hard it is to really find yourself, it can get to a point to where trying to find out why you came here and you begin to question your very being and all these different things just go through your mind. It becomes such an issue for you to really move past all this pain that you're experiencing and that you're feeling. So I promise you that it's not easy. It's not. So within knowing this, you're able to embrace the journey and you're able to allow yourself to move past whatever it is that you need to get past because you have the power to do so. And within this power, you will find so many things that you have buried within yourself to where you would be, man, it's so fulfilling once you allow yourself to really move past these aspects of you. And it's so fulfilling because it brings you to a point of realizing all this love that you missed out on for yourself. It brings you to a point of realizing all these disappointments that you put on yourself. And it makes you realize just how hard you've been on yourself. So once you do this, you begin to realize what has truly made you happy in this life. What has made me happy? How have I found happiness in my life? A lot of times we get these momentary feelings of this happiness, and we don't know how to hold on to it. So within us trying to hold on to this happiness, we often get lost in the sauce, per se, because this is where vices come into play. Because you develop all these things along the way, all these other addictions and all this type of stuff. And here you are trying to figure out why you like this and why I do this. So there's so many other things that we develop that we have to fight through. And, man, it just becomes such a battle. And it becomes an uphill battle only because you're still trying to fight something outside of you. And we got to stop blaming people. And one of the main things in finding your purpose is stop playing a victim and so you can become victorious. And a lot of us are healers by nature. And what do I mean by this is a lot of you find satisfaction in making other people feel good. If you find any type of satisfaction in making other people feel good, despite of what you're feeling and despite of what you're going through, you're a healer by nature. The problem is you don't know how to harness your gifts and you don't know how to really become whole and complete within that. So this is what this journey is all about, because your flesh is weak simply because your spiritual being is more powerful than your flesh. You're bigger you. So your enemy is so bigger than your atomy. You know what I'm saying? So you are so much more powerful than you even understand, so much more powerful than you even know. And this energy must be tapped into because it has been taken away from you for your whole life. So within you finding your purpose, you begin to take your power back. You begin to draw in all the power that you've been giving out. You begin to walk up in your divinity. Man, you begin to understand the magic within who you are. And you begin to create from inside of you. You begin to create from your resources, which is you. You are your main resource. So once you become this resource, you really tap into something else that has always been there. It's always been there. You've always been there for you. You have always been the one watching you. It has always been you walking with you. And at the same time, when you recognize what this means that God has always been with you because you are God. And so when you understand what this means, this understands you. I want you to understand what this means. This means that you are here to operate on a God frequency. So the God frequency that you are here to operate on is to love your fellow man love one another the way that you want to be loved. And how do you want to be loved? You want to be loved fully and wholly and complete within yourself. You want to be loved in all these different ways. So the only way you even going to halfway achieve this love is by loving yourself. See, once you begin to love yourself, your purpose truly begins to kick in. You truly begin to become this very powerful being that you really already are anyway, and it begins to take you somewhere. It begins to move you into a different place, a different space in your life, in this universe, in this world, and it's powerful, powerful, powerful for you to go through, and the experience is beautiful because the thing that's waiting on the other side is always you. The most powerful thing that's waiting for you is you. So once you embrace this aspect and once you understand what this means for you on a soul level, you're able to move and walk within this purpose that nothing can stop you. Now you're one with this force that is taking you and driving you and molding you and pushing you and your ancestors, and you're feeling the power of all these aspects of you, and you're falling in love with you and all these different things, and you're blossoming into this beautiful person. And as you're doing all of this, you're moving within purpose because there is no fear anymore. See, this is why they say the Bible, this is why the word says true love casts out all fears. Because you truly love yourself, you have nothing to fear in this world but fear itself. So once you understand even what that means that this whole time, all of your doubts and all of your fears have been created for you. So you begin to truly find a different aspect of you that you need to tap into. So once you tap into this aspect of you, this is God resonating with you on the frequency and moving you into in your life. Hey, how you doing? So once you understand what that means for you, you're able to allow yourself to really be seen and not heard. And you begin to, your frequency begins to be so powerful, begins to be so powerful, begin to resonate so many other things that you fail to even realize that were even there your whole life. And symphony, all these beautiful things have been so around you, but you've been so distracted. You've been so preoccupied with your problems and your issues that it's been hard for you to see. And that's the same thing it is with your purpose. You've been so preoccupied with what this life has given you to do, what this life has given you to fulfill. It's hard for you to see your purpose. So once you begin to remove this veil of fear, remove this veil of disappointment, remove this veil of doubt, remove this veil of darkness that is upon your life, you really move into a different place of purpose in your life. And I promise you, it is powerful, and it's worth the journey. It is truly, truly worth the journey, because moving into this takes you somewhere. It takes you to a place that you have been waiting on. You have been waiting on you. And that's why you feel the void that you feel in your life. Because you have been waiting. Calm down, calm down. You have been waiting on this whole time. And so once you finally get in tune with you, oh, man. Once you finally get in tune with your purpose, and once you finally get in tune with your purpose and you stop allowing these things to move you and you stop being distracted and you get focused and you develop this laser focus in your life to where you know ain't nothing finna stop me. I got something I'm finna do. I got this mission. I want to help people. I want to heal people. Man, it's beautiful. I have a couple of sisters that have, and I love what I do. And mostly I have a notebook full of numbers and readings that we have done, and all these different people that we have helped in this life, and all these different people that are now on paths and walking in their purpose. And I know because this is my purpose. This is what I'm here to do. This is what I do. I create this, and I created this purpose in my life because I began to walk in it, and I began to remove myself from all these different aspects of the world that was trying to force upon me. But I removed from this. I began to master my emotions as I began to go down this journey, as I began to remove myself from all obligations, as I began to allow myself to truly understand and understand who I was and why I was as I began to love myself the way that I was looking for everyone else to love me. Oh, man, you're talking about a transformation. You're talking about something so beautiful, something so divine. And that's why I'm able to be here with you now as I am, because I've embraced this aspect of me. I love it. I love me. I love you. Me is we. You am I. I am you. All these beautiful things are revealed to you. So now the purpose that I am here to do has been revealed to me. And within walking in this purpose, within moving in this purpose, I am allowing myself to truly understand and move within the lessons and not be moved off of this purpose by anything that comes my way. And I promise you, it's not easy. It's not easy. The healing is not easy. All of these different aspects, all of these things that we must do, it's not easy for us to do. It's not. It's hard. That's why you have to reach out. It's why it's a beautiful thing when you have people around you that understand and really with you on your journey and empower you and are with you and all of these beautiful type of things. So you begin to move in a different fashion, and you know you got people that look out for you and you can call on and all these beautiful things. So your vibe attracts your tribe. So as you begin to move in your purpose, your vibe truly begins to attract your tribe. You begin to truly move into a different dynamic and frequency, because now as you're healing yourself, your whole frequency is changing. See, that's what happens. Your whole frequency begins to change. And as your whole frequency begins to change, your limitations become limitless. The universe becomes your playground. And I mean that in a literal sense, because you become so vast within your imagination, because until you truly free yourself from yourself, until you truly release your mind from the ways of this world, until you truly allow yourself to go through this transformation of unlearning and relearning, you will not know your purpose. You will be forever driven by this currency and by the dream that they've given you to live by. And what do I mean by this? That means that everything that you do is something that you need. See? It'll be derived from your needs and your wants and your desires. This is not you moving in purpose. This is why you see a lot of people that have, like, boy, I'm telling you, God, say, boy, that moment, what's going on? You know, this and that, this and that. Get this following on them. You know, and people start to follow them, right? People start to follow, right? And they develop this Christ-like consciousness, see? You develop this Christ-like consciousness to where now you want to be followed. You know what I'm saying? It becomes something that you're looking for. So instead of you allowing yourself to truly become one and stay one with the people, you begin to view yourself as something separate. Now you're looking for someone to follow you. So you automatically are looking for what comes with the following. You're looking for the fame. Looking for the glory. Looking for the riches. You're looking for the rulership. Looking for the power. This is not purpose. You have been removed from your purpose by your own wants and your needs and your desires. This is why you're testing so many of us. And there's a movie out called Shazam. All right? If anyone and people... They give it to you, us, in these movies all the time. In this movie, this young man is sent down to these halls, and he meets the last great wizard, and he said, my other brothers are not here. I'm the last one here to hold it down. And so he tells him, if you're worthy, grab this. You know, so he reaches for it, and the other boy, he can't grab it. So he tells him, you're not worthy, because they say they had seven goblins, and they represented the seven sins. You know, pride, lust, sloth, envy, greed. Trip me out, because I talk about it all the time in this movie that just came out. So I'm listening, I'm checking the movie out, and I'm listening to him speak, and before you know it, these goblins come alive. So as they come alive, they're looking at the boy, and they're saying, what do you want? We'll give you whatever you want, you know? Whatever you want, we can give it to you, and all the riches and all the power. So the boy say, all the riches, all the power? So they say, yeah. So he reached for the ball. So the wizard say, oh, you ain't worthy. Got to go. You know what I'm saying? You finna let him tempt you. Yep, got to go. Nah, you ain't the one. I thought you was my champion. You ain't the one. So he puts the boy out.
I'm just going to tell y'all about the movie, so we can go see it and get a visual. But if you ain't saw it, I mean, it's on the TV. There ain't nothing I'm going to put it. It's about you going to go see it. But these goblins all represent the same sins. So as he's as he kicks one little boy out, so this little boy spends a life. As he kicks a little boy out, it's happening in the little boy's mind. So as he kicks him out, the little boy has went back to the car with his dad. So next thing you know, the boy's dad said, "Boy, what's wrong with you?" Because he said, "Ah, take me back, take me back. I want to go back. He wanted to go back to where he was. He wanted to go back to the dream state. He was just in a dream state, right? He wanted to go back and meet the wizard. You remember? So the wizard, the boy wakes up. He's like, "Oh, dad, no, let me out, let me out." So the dad starts geeking out. Now he's trying to figure out what's wrong with his son. What you doing? What's wrong, son? So I just seen a wizard. I just seen a man. So they in the car, and the dad starts spazzing out. Next thing you know, the dad crashes. He ends up paralyzed from that accident for the rest of his life. So, of course, they blame him. So, now, he spent a life of trying to find this wizard. He wants to go back to where he went within his mind. He done spent a whole life of searching for people across the world who don't experience this. So he done dedicated his whole life to this. He has this nurse working with him, and she thinks that they are discovering mental illness. She thinks that they studying mental illness. She thinks that they studying head cases. Next thing you know, they go off into this thing, and he meets somebody, and he asks about symbols because the clock was doing symbols, all right? They were talking about portals. So he figured out what the symbols were or whatever. So next thing you know, make it short. He finds out who the wizard was. He goes back to visit him. So the wizard ends up having to give the power to another boy. But what I mean by this is your seven sins, that movie was telling you that your seven sins are what's blocking you from being worthy. If you don't overcome your envy, and they had envy to be the last one. And it was powerful to me that they made envy be the last one, because the way you feel about somebody else is the last feeling to go. How you view other people in this world is the last feeling to go. And what I mean by this is when you begin to stop judging people, see. When you begin to stop looking at people and want what they got or judging what they have or looking at this person by what you see on the outside of them, see. Now you have removed this aspect of envy. So you're talking about you finding your purpose. So you have to remove all of your aspects of you that are keeping you from finding your purpose. And these are all of your lower energies, all of your selfish ways, all of your pride, your lust, your greed, your jealousy, your envy, your sloth, your vanity, right? All these different things are keeping you from these very aspects of you that are already within you. So this is why you must become one with yourself. This is why you must allow yourself to really be in a position of freeing yourself from yourself, because it's a lifelong process. And because you're going to always have things and things that you want in this life and things that you desire and things that you have passion for and all these different words that we can use to describe the feelings that go with these things. But at the end of the day, it's all about you being in control of these things. Therefore, you can begin to navigate through these emotions and begin to navigate to your purpose, because that's what you have to do. This is why it's about keeping your barriers, you know. You are energy. And then when you think about you are energy and your body being water, you have to navigate your energy through the water. See? You have to navigate your emotions through the water and through all the different valleys and the peaks and the highs in your body. Cleanse. If you're not pure within mind, body, heart, and soul, you can't help but react in a toxic way. You can't help it. And this world makes sure that this happens. This is why you eat the meat. This is why you eat the sugar. This is why you love sodas. This is why you watch television. I say you because I don't do all of that anymore. So when you understand what that means and how powerful it is to unplug and how powerful it is to truly allow yourself to it becomes powerful for you. And what that does for you is allow you to move towards your purpose. You begin to create this very energy. So the world has us stuck on instant gratification, right? And what that means is you want something out of what you get right now. You do not want to look past where you are right now, but you focus on trying to make the situation that you're in right now. This does not allow you to look beyond where you are. See, this keeps you from looking through muddy water and spotting dry land. It keeps you from really moving towards your purpose. This is how easily it is to get distracted when you move towards your purpose. Because along this purpose, you're going to be tested financially. You're going to be tested to see how moved by this money you truly are. You're going to have to let go of things. It's going to see if you're truly going to allow yourself to create the purpose that was given to you, the purpose already ordered upon you, and what your soul is already here to do. Or are you going to keep trying to create from the things that you want and the things that you desire in this life? And so once you begin to mix the two, once you begin to confuse the two, you're losing a battle. And the reason why I say you're losing this battle is simply because you're not in control anymore of what you're doing. You're truly not. You're being controlled now by the forces of the world. And this can happen to all of us. This can happen to any of us. This has happened to me along this journey. But this is now why I do, and even more so, you know, my time is valuable. I understand that. And for me, purpose allows me to be able to understand, and when it is time for me to give my time freely, when it is time for me to give my time and not equate it to any money. And so when I understand how valuable and how rich I am in spirit, I understand that no amount of money equates to me empowering someone. Now, this doesn't mean that I don't got bills. I mean, hey, right now I'm homeless. Like, you know, we're trying to find somewhere to stay and all kind of other stuff. So you can't tell me about pushing through for purpose. That's why I'm able to talk to you about purpose, because I am pushing through for my purpose right now. I'm enduring all of this because I know I'm moving toward purpose. And it ain't because of lack of my work. It's only because I'm moving towards a different direction in my life, and my purpose is taking me somewhere else to allow my cup to be empty. See, you have to allow things to be released from your life. You have to stop holding on, because you're preventing the flow from coming infinite in your life once you're holding on to things. See, once you learn how to let go, the flow becomes infinite. See, you become a conduit for everything that comes in and out of your life. Because guess what? You're not holding on to anything. This is you knowing your worth. And this is something that we all must achieve in this life. Because if you don't, you will die. You will die living a life to where you feel like you was worthless. A lot of us are dying right now. A lot of us feel like our life is worthless right now. And it's only because you haven't found the purpose that is on your life. And that's why you must heal. That's why I tell you, beyond your pain lies your purpose. Because you must give your pain a voice. So until you're willing to go into the deepest, darkest times of your life, you're not going to know what it is. You're not going to even come close to finding your purpose in this life. I promise you this. I was someone who was so wrapped up in what I wanted and things that I was hustling for or working for or whatever the case may be, that I had no idea what it meant to even halfway live in purpose. I didn't even know what it meant to try to live in purpose. I'm telling y'all, like, it was so hard on me, and I had to lose somebody that was I was leaning on in order for me to really stand on my own. And that's usually how it happens in your life. The problem is you want to hold on to the people that you're leaning on. This is why a lot of people lose their mother and they're never the same. I'm telling you, I know people that this happened to. I talk to them. I try to empower them because I can understand their pain. So when you understand what this means for you and how this can really do something for your life, man, it can change you, but it's supposed to mold you. It's not supposed to break you. And I know it's hard. Trust me. I know I keep saying that because it is, God. And it's hard. I'm telling you, I've a lot of emotional releases have happened in my life, and they continue to do this. They continue to be released because I continue to allow them. So this doesn't mean that I'm numb to anything. It simply means that I acknowledge everything. I acknowledge how I feel. I know that my feelings matter. I move within this aspect of me that allows me to always stay focused on my purpose and where I'm going to and not where I'm at. This doesn't mean, see, when you understand what being in the moment is, this means that you're aware of everything that's going on in your life, but you're not allowing this vibration to control where you're going. See, I know where I'm going, and where I'm going and where I'm at. You know what I'm saying? So like my brother says, when I get there, I'm going to be where I'm at. But until then, I'm at where I'm at. You know what I'm saying? And I can accept that. So acceptance is one of the main things also that we must learn within finding our purpose, because this life has us attached to so many things that we don't want to accept the fact that things are our fault or things lie on us, or, you know, you had everything to do with everything that's going on in your life. Every issue that we face in our life, we are the common denominator in these issues. So once you really begin to stop blaming people, once you really, as I keep saying, stop being the victim and you become victorious, it's powerful. It truly is. And it's worth it. I promise you it's worth it. It's worth it. It's worth it. It's worth it. And I love what our sister Nicola, when I keep coming back to that quote, because it's so powerful and so meaningful. Our ancestors taught us how to survive. We must teach the future generation how to heal. So we're in the learning process. My ancestors didn't get a chance to heal. They were denied their process. They were too busy trying to make sure that we was going to be all right. They were too busy fighting for us. When you understand that they were too busy fighting for us not to go through what they went through, then you'll be too busy fighting for your kids not to have to go through what you're going through. And how you do this is healing. It's not about anything else. It's not about creating this financial wealth. And once you begin to heal and once the universe begins to resonate with you on this frequency, it will begin to reward you for these works. Because as you begin to heal, you're going to be attracted to people that need healing. It's natural. You can't help it. So we're talking about hurt people, hurt people. Hell, we're in a world full of hurt people. So how in the hell, what you expect? You need to get on a frequency of healing. See, that's why you need to be on a healing frequency, because all of us hurt, you know. All of us hurt. Everybody's going through something. I promise you that. And if somebody tell you that they're not, then they're on the spell and they're lying. Simple as that. So I understand what our flesh goes through. It's simply our flesh, y'all. I know that sounds harsh and, right, well, it's simply your flesh. It truly is. This is why our pain is temporary. Think about it. Just think about it. All the pain that you experienced in your life, it was temporary. Didn't last forever. Well, the problem was you stayed in that emotion longer than you should. See. So the bullet wounds are still there. The stab wounds are still there. The scars are still on your heart. All these things are still there. This is why you must realize that the pain was temporary. So you must heal the emotional aspect that comes with these scars. See, that's why you have to go back a lot of times to bring forth. I cannot tell you enough, beloveds, that your pain, beyond your pain, lies your purpose. And once you truly begin to move in this aspect, you will truly find a different source of your power. Something else will open up for you. Many more doors will become swinging and so wide, so infinite for you to just walk through. Opportunity does not knock. Opportunity is always waiting. Opportunity is always there. The simple fact is, are you walking into it? Your purpose is not something that comes to you. See, your purpose is something that you walk into. So your steps are already ordered. You just got to move. You got to get on frequency and move, beloveds. Move within your purpose. Trust what you know. Start to let your intuition guide you. Start to find yourself and find solitude. It's okay to be alone. And solitude is where you return to source. You are the source. You are the source of all of your love. You are the source of so many things. And so once you understand that you are this source, you're able to understand your power. And can I tell you enough that you are the sun, you are the stars, you are the moon. You are all these energies that you can look around and feel. You are one with them. You have to embrace that aspect of you. This is a part of your purpose. This is why you were given dominion over something. This dominion was given to you over your life. You must claim dominion over your life. Through you claiming this dominion, I promise you that your purpose will be revealed to you. And this is why a lot of times, a lot of you are a little reluctant, but this is why you must reach out to people that are on this path, that are healers, that have embraced the aspect of themselves. This is why you got to be careful with people who want to teach you something, but they ain't applying it to their life. They're not healing. They're just ready to teach you something so they can create something so they can get some money out of you. You know what I'm saying? And this is what that is. So you want to be careful about who you're paying attention to, who you calling the healer, who you allowing yourself to reach out to, because a lot of these people ain't who they say they is. They're not who they post to be. You know? What I mean by that, I mean, that's not shade. That's facts, you know. I mean, big facts, what they say. At the end of the day, you know, people will always have something to say about you, whatever you do in this life. This is not a part of your purpose for you to worry about them. It ain't a part of your purpose at all. Push through your pain. You will find your purpose, divine ones. I promise you this. I've done this. I'm experiencing this right now. Your purpose in this life is to bring harmony and balance to this world. And how do you do this? You do this through the gifts that were given to you to do so. You have all the tools already given to you to make it in this life. You have to become the source of your resources. This is the issue, what you find in purpose. Tap into the source, which is you. Find a purpose in your life. Find a goal that you want. A goal is something that you go get. A goal is not something that you achieve. A goal is something that you go get. Find something to go get. Find something to go create that you haven't already created in your life. Find something to aim for that you haven't already aimed for in your life. Think big. Think cosmic, because you are cosmic. So once you understand what that means, you're able to remove yourself from the way that this world wants you to do. So they just want you to go to work every day, you know, find peace within that. So beyond all of that lies your purpose. I promise you this. Get on a path of healing, beloved. You must. It's time that we heal. And I cannot say this enough, but beyond your pain lies your purpose. And I know it's hard to push through that pain, but it's necessary. It is necessary. It is necessary. It is necessary, divine one. Take the journey within. Go deep into your shadows. Go deep into the darkest times of your life. Release these fears and these secrets that you've been holding in. Learn to love yourself in every aspect that you've been looking for other people to love you. Beyond all of this lies your purpose. Your purpose is in the stars. Your purpose is in your numbers. Your purpose is in a lot of things. But your purpose is always inside of you. But there's a lot of things that a lot of us as healers can do for you. There's a lot of things I can do for you in a numerology reading. There's a lot of things I can tap into as I medium and do all these other things and use the gifts that were given to me to help you. But the greatest gift that you have is you. This is your purpose, to unwrap your gift, unwrap you. Peace and love, beautiful soul. I appreciate you all for your time and energy. I wasn't going to keep y'all long. I just wanted to give you all a glimpse of who you could be. And it's the close your eyes and imagine yourself wherever you want to be in this life without money. Imagine yourself happy without money. Imagine yourself happy without riches. Only then will the riches begin to flow to you in abundance. May spirit guide you and keep you. May you find your purpose in this life, in which it is to bring harmony and balance to this world. But you first must bring harmony and balance to yourself. Peace and love, beautiful souls. Thank you for your time and energy. Namaste.